Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. Today, I wanted to go over a little more context from the show that I did yesterday on the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics. So today is a little bit more part two. I actually did a lot more in yesterday's topic on this, but for whatever reason, I may have clicked on the wrong button, but the second part of that show didn't go through. So that's okay. Things sometimes happen like that. So if you are wanting to go back and listen to the first show, if you have not listened to it now, listen to it already, that's fine. Or if you just wanted to listen to this show first, but I will just go over at least some things that I did in a previous show, okay? Then kind of go from there, the second part that I was trying to go over from yesterday, okay, that did not go through. So first, let me go over this biblical scripture, which again has nothing to do with biblical religional concepts on this. This is not that particular show on that. But the Bible does have some good wisdom, okay, in various parts of that, of the biblical book. In Psalms 90, verse 11-12. Psalms 90, verse 11-12. Who knoweth the power of thou anger, even according to thou fear? So is thou wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I have to repeat that. It's too powerful. Who knoweth the power of thou anger, even according to thou fear? So is thou wrath. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. See, a week and a half ago, were many people on various parts of this planet seeing the Capitol rioters doing animalistic savagery, what could be construed as domestic terrorism, you know, definitely going that direction. That's what however many people, some personnel relaying that. If I may just kind of add something, I will look at it as domestic terrorism with, again, racial dynamics. Right? Switchery. So again, the show, the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics, part two. Let's look up again the word insurrection. An act of instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against civil authority or an established government. As I related this before, see, if you say that was a white mark, right, you have personnel saying, oh, what has to do with race? See, I know that game very well, the word switcher game very well, okay? But see, why I just relate insurrection, an act or instance of rising in revolt, rebellion, or resistance against civil authority or an established government. Did many people not see that? Right? Of course, many people saw that. Let's look up the word minimization, because definitely there is minimization relating to right there in front of many people's faces related to racial dynamics. Minimization, to reduce something, especially something unwanted or unpleasant, to the smallest possible amount or degree. Repeat that. Minimization, to reduce something, especially something unwanted or unpleasant, to the smallest possible amount or degree. Again, check mark that with a white mark. See, again, you have person that I say, again, why does that do with racism? Not going to play that. Right? See, it's like one of those situations again. You know, when people use these little words, switchery words, the ones that know, right? And then, you know, especially when they use like dark horse, you know, I'm using that horse, right? Dark horse. What does a dark horse look like? Right? Black sheep of the family, right? That's one of those, you know, well known to a certain point, right? Some, a lot of, quite a number of people have not maybe heard of that before, but, you know, that black sheep of the family. What does a black sheep of the family look like? But you see the switchery games, right, that people play, because you have a number of the personnel that don't even pay attention to them, their mindset when they're saying such illogical statements in thinking that a lot of times, you know, sometimes they do it, you know, in not a disrespectful way, but in their mindset, they don't quite understand, right? Because it's not the atrociousness of words are not affected to that particular cultures through generations as African ancestors, Native Blacks. Because again, if you utilize the word, oh my goodness, you know, that is this was a definitely white heart terroristic scenario going on with the cops to rioting, right? Oh, what has to mean about race? If you say it's a very white day in this country, right? Why do you have to bring up race? You see how it goes, right? But even though using logical analysis, if you say, wait a minute, what color is a blizzard, right? Blizzard is very deadly, right? How many people have lost their lives in blizzards, right? When it's a white out, is that racism? Of course not. How many times people have said white out? They can't see right in front of them, right? But it's not racism then, or it's not sensitive then, right? But it's a bad thing, right? White out, right? White blizzard. What about avalanche? Terribleness of how many lives have been lost behind avalanche. Avalanche, right, is a very, you know, white violent phenomenon, right? But you say, wait a minute, but why did you have to put, white violent phenomenon in there? Why not? See, again, so this word switcher that people love to play when they want to utilize words. So when they utilize the illogicalness and saying, oh, it's a very dark day. He said, what does exactly a dark day look like, right? But they mindset don't pay attention to that, right, what they're saying. Or like I said, the black sheep. What does the actual black sheep of the family look like? Right? You have four or five people in the family, and you sit there and say, okay, which one of you is the black sheep of the family? You see where I'm coming from, right? What they got to do with what we're talking about in this show? A lot. There was a H.R. bill, S-894. Right? An H.R. bill, S-894, Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019. Let me repeat that. S-894 is the bill, H.R. bill. Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019. Who do you think they were talking about? As I mentioned in the previous show, who do you think they were or were talking about? Right? It's not African ancestry personnel that people are worried about doing anarchy type stuff, or white rioting, oh, wait a minute now. But see, when the thing with Floyd and all these other things pop off, and they sit there and see, you know, unfortunately, some of the buildings getting burned or, you know, they see some fires or something like that going on and things like that. Oh, look at them, right? Even though there was numbers of non-African ancestry, Native Black people in those protests. But you had personnel with their warped mentality that couldn't even accept what they saw. There was quite a number of non-African ancestry, Native Black people that were doing protesting. How many, again, that you saw numbers of, how many personnel saw non-African ancestry, Native Black people sitting there doing, also going into stores or also, you know, burning cars or, I'm just giving an example, going to buildings. I'm just giving an example, right? Establishments, right? It wasn't just African ancestry, Native Black personnel, but you had personnel in their warped mindset that could not accept what they sit there and saw. How many personnel was using all types of N-words when they were sitting there seeing some numbers of African ancestry personnel that might not have been doing, you know, some constructive things in those protests, right? For whatever reason, the anger, the buildup, or whatever reasons, right? It was about race then. It was about race then, right? Racial politics. But you see, many people saw the 95, 98.9%, however it was, that most people saw was what? African ancestors, Black people in those capital rioting. It was like 95 to 98.99% personnel within a predominant-based culture. Right? But, you know, on the mainstreamness of various parts of media, newspapers, articles, etc., overall, nobody was talking about race dynamics in that. Of how is it that you have personnel that were pushing on enforcement agents, different people like that? How many, you know, a couple of different people that lost their lives, injured, right? And then the audacity to act like anarchists of going inside the Capitol building. Wow. And there was no catastrophic fatalities on one of the iconic buildings within this country? No, one of the iconic buildings, but a building that you're talking about laws being established? Right? And you see people acting like savages going inside the Capitol building, you know, grabbing up, you know, equipment and, you know, carrying a Confederate flag, right? And nothing of consequences was happening to those personnel. But it's not about race, right? Come on now. In one of the iconic buildings in this country, the Capitol. And you got people that were overall allowed to do what they were doing overall. And no catastrophic consequences because it was dealing with what? Race. Because if it was, when I mean race, the dynamics of whom are the personnel who are allowed to do a lot more. Because it certainly is not African ancestry, Native Black people. It's like, again, the rhino on the couch. Because you actually have people with some warpness in a mindset that you can have a rhino on the couch and hear the rhino making sounds right next to the person, and they act like they didn't hear no sounds. Same thing with Capitol rioting. It was primarily, basically, 95-99% of the time with what? Males. Excuse me. It was predominant-based culture personnel, right? But at the same time, one of the very trickery type situations is it wasn't just only numbers of males within a predominant-based culture. It was also higher numbers of women from the predominant-based culture. And maybe a subset of 0.1% or something, or maybe some other personnel. But it's a conversation about the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics, right? You can throw some gender stuff in there too as well. Racial gender scenarios. Because, again, you know, the showcasing of only overall males within a predominantly mixed culture, but not bringing up that there also were however numbers of women from the predominantly mixed culture that were doing that. See, again, see, supremacy is the most brilliant mental manipulation force on this planet, right? And also feminism, what I got to call, excuse me, toxic feminism supremacy. They're also right next to the sub, they are a subset of supremacy that people don't want to talk about. Let me read you something from a book called They Were Her Property. Okay? They Were Her Property. In 1859, after touring the antebellum South, okay, this particular journalist of a newspaper, they were editor, attempted to explain for his readers why none of the personnel within the predominant-based culture, talking about Southern women within his part, opposed emancipation. He believed that their sentiments were tied to a lifetime of indoctrination, reared as they were under the shadow of the peculiar institution. Slavery was incessantly praised and defended virtually everywhere they went, by everyone they knew, and in most of the publications they read. Their conscience, thus early perverted, were never afterwards appealed to, with the result that they saw no reason to change their views. This particular journalist assumed that numbers of women within a predominant culture in the southern part, southern women, did not know Negro slavery as it is, because their society shielded them from the institution's horrific realities. Insulated by southern patriarchs, who are they talking about? You know who they're talking about. Numbers of women within a predominant-based culture seldom saw slavery's most obnoxious features. They never attended auctions, never witnessed examinations, seldom, if ever, see the Negroes lashed. More profoundly, they did not know that the interstate trade in slaves was a gigantic commerce. Numbers of men within the predominant-based culture, southern men, revealed only the South side view of slavery. And if the women within predominant-based culture of the South knew slavery as it is, he was convinced they would join in the protest against it. It talks about how this particular fellow, journalist, in his paper, editor, how his assumptions represented a commonly held patriarchal view. Obviously, they're talking about African ancestors, Native Black people, because they weren't controlling plantations. Yet narrative sources, legal and financial documents, and military and government correspondence make it clear that numbers of women within the predominant culture in the southern part knew the most obnoxious features of slavery all too well. Slave-owning women within a predominant culture not only witnessed the most brutal features of slavery, they took part in them, profited from them, and defended them. But we don't want to talk about that, right? As it goes on, it has this little example of this former slave that was interviewed. And I'll just, it's real quickly. He talked about how almost every morning, this particular woman from predominant culture in the southern part basically buckled down and would come out to the place to personally ensure that things were running smoothly. And she out-cussed a man when things didn't go right. They said twice married and once widowed, this particular woman from the predominant culture, slave owner, would not permit either of her husbands to interfere with her financial affairs, including the management of her slaves. From the book, They Were Her Property. It's very simple, right? So again, you have numbers of women within a predominant culture, not talking about the percentage, a small percentage of women within a predominant-based culture under feminism supremacy. They know that, because if you have more than half numbers of women that know the game, right, feminism supremacy cannot keep doing feminism or toxic feminism supremacy. That's just logic, okay? But see, under the Capital Rogers Insurrection and Racial Dynamics, part two, that's exactly what's going on. You have supremacy being utilized by toxic feminism supremacy making sure not to talk too much and show, you know, not too many women. Don't show too many of that. Just blur out only showing males within the predominant culture, right? But watch this. For the person who saw the movie or had not seen the movie, I don't want to go in detail, but the Black Klansmen, right? They show obviously numbers of males within the predominant culture doing some bad things or, you know, going toward, you know, the way it was coming across toward African ancestors, Native Blacks, right? But it also was a woman within the predominant culture that was just like, hey, you know, can I also join in this too? But it slid by a lot of people on that situation, right? Because that's the way it's been done for so many generations. Look at the movie Gone with the Wind. Another, you know, great iconic classic, right? African ancestry, personnel, plantations, right? Not another culture, cultures, no ethnicities, you know, plantations like that, like African ancestry, Native Black people. But again, how many people benefit off Black pain, right? So I hope that you know, we understand that there is definitely a plan to not sit there and showcase not showcase numbers of women within a predominant culture. Just only to show males. Right? Just like anything else, you have some good personnel and some bad personnel. You have some secret personnel and not so secret personnel. But again, it's just playing games over and over again. And so the thing about it, I just hope that more personnel will start calling out the one-sidedness of what continues to keep happening on this, right? Because, again, you know, the Capitol rioters insurrection was very disgusting. Because, again, denial and deflection is irrelevant, right? Uncomfortability is irrelevant because it's right there in front. Racial dynamics, right there in front of many people's faces, right? Because there's no darn way in any logical alternate world of any world that it would be allowed in this situation where if it was predominantly 99.9% of African ancestry, Native Black people that did what the personnel within the predominant culture, if they did that, it would have been catastrophic outcomes. And you probably had bodies all over the place. And you'd had, again, many people saying, look at, no, you lost the N-word, right? Left and right. Look at them. That was causing problems. Look at those Black folks. You know, they would say other words as well, the N-word and whatever else other word they want to use. They always causing problems. They always doing destruction, right? And people saw right in front of the TV. It wasn't African ancestors, Native Black people that was doing anarchy type, domestic terrorism type, insurgency type nonsense to an iconic building in a country. Think about that. That's racial politics, right? Racial dynamics. And it's foolish to pretend that that wasn't what it was. It's like this proverbial saying or proverbial example I'm using. You're looking at something right in front. Ah, I don't want to see that. They turn ahead to the right. You know, symbolically hand, it goes to the right. And the personnel that are in extreme denial, right, and deflectionary tactics, they turn the head back to the center. The hand goes to the center, right? The center of the hand represents, you know, evil, racial dynamics, racial races, all that kind of, it's a symbolic. That's in there, shows examples and examples and examples, right in front. And you got people that don't still want to see it. So they turn and look to the left, the hand goes to the left. And you got personnel, man, it's like, you know, it's like how people whistling and, you know, but, you know, it's like, I'm not talking about, you know, in a very relaxed way, but talking about like whistling as if, oh, I don't see no problems. I call that cultural gaslighting. Guess what it is? Cultural gaslighting. You tell the people what they're seeing is not what they're seeing. That's cultural gaslighting, right? And also what I like to call cultural mental switchery. That's what it is. It's cultural mental switchery. Because how can a people, African ancestors, Native Black people, continuously over centuries continue to be the most bullied culture ever existed in a country continuously? And you still have some, unfortunately, sellouts within the culture, right, that still don't understand that they're being used. Because overall, no other culture, cultures, ethnicities, et cetera, will not allow the type of selloutism going out, going on within the culture. They will not allow that. They will not. They will not. So the thing about it is, the Capitol rioters, insurrection, and racial dynamics is a very real thing. And daily, no, this is January the 18th, 2021. And I just want to make sure I want to do, this part two, right? For, again, timepiece purposes. Because, again, this is set in stone now until whenever time. Next 4 years, 1 year from now, 3 years from now. But, you know, related to election years, every 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, et cetera. Of how long they're going to bring this up, right? But still, no racial dynamics will overall be discussed. It will be just looked at in a very superficial way, you know, some anger a little bit. Oh, they shouldn't have done that, And, some other people might say, oh, that's patriotic. The other people say, that's not patriotic, right? And they go back and forth. But still, the writing on the couch is, that was about race. Because, again, if that was African ancestors, Native Black people who did that, there would have been destruction toward them. And there would have been bodies in so many different places. And so many hatred comments going toward African ancestors, Native Blacks. That's reality. So hopefully there will be more real conversation about racial dynamics. This will never stop because supremacy giggles and laughs with their assistant supremacists and the wannabe supremacists and the ones that are just plain lost, right? Because how are you going to have an equal racial concept when African ancestors, Native Black people were brought to the country as free labor overall? Even though, again, different topic, the numbers of Native Blacks that were already sitting in existence and within the country, within a continent, but that's a different topic. It's a different topic that people still want to play games and act like that wasn't what it was. Okay. But I do thank you for tuning in to the CP show. And I hope this was interesting as the previous show. And again, if you feel like you want to click on the follow button, then by all means do that. If not, and you just want to enjoy, listen to this show and the previous shows, that's okay as well. It's whatever you enjoy to do, okay? It's whatever you enjoy that you want to do and listen to the shows. Again, I do appreciate you tuning in to the CP show. Thanks.